the elevator. I accidentally pushed the wrong floor.
It will likely stay limited to the internet's basement. For NPR News, I'm Todd Bookman in Concord, New Hampshire.
Anyway, let's keep on going. We got so much world news, we gotta get through it. So, let's go through. Sorry, I was on the wrong window. Jimmy Lai. Yeah, beers. Gotta get some Flanders region beers. All right, so this comes to us from the BBC. Hong Kong business tycoon Jimmy Lai has been arrested along with other pro-democracy and media figures, raising fears imposed by China in June. We've covered lots of different stuff going on in Hong Kong, but this is the highest profile guy. It's basically like if the president of That's news to me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Hoo-wee! It is August the 8th, 2023. 8-8-23. No matter how you slice it, we got two numbers in a row. My favorite kind of day. Repeating number day. Walking out on the roof, making our way to the shady spot. It is blue, pale blue sky, deep blue, pale blue along the horizon. Very few wispy clouds kind of on the horizon there. It looks like low to none. We got a really high personal jet. It looks like it's not a commercial jet. It's got maybe a smaller one. It's the kind that has the engines on the back, like back near the tail instead of under the wing. Anyway, making my way downtown, walking fast, and I'm homebound. Can you tell I've socialized this morning? So I feel more energized. I'm realizing that as I try and work on myself, that I have to socialize and then I'll feel better about the whole world. Anyway, that's neither here nor there, because we're here for news. So let's talk about the news. There's not as much death and destruction as there was yesterday, but we still want to talk about it and we still want to do the news. So I want to be sure and let you know, if you want to hang out and talk during the show, all you got to do is SSH over to tty.sdf.org. That's tangotangoyankee.sierradeltafoxtrot.org. That's Oscar Romeo Golf. So tty.sdf.org, SSH on over, and then launch com. Just type COM. Then press G for go to, and then type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, boom. And you'll be in comm, hanging out with the cool people like Ratsu and LCD, Jay LaMoth here. Yep, you're hearing Beard on Mike scratches. Quentin in the house, bite me. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whichever applies to your location. Howdy, 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 Ratsu. And it is International Cat Day. This is breaking news coming to us from LCD. If you have a cat, be sure and pet them. If you don't have a cat, at least look at a picture of a cat and appreciate it. yeah, you got to socialize with the right people, too. Good point, Quentin. All right. So, yeah, hello, hello. B-board Jalamoth asks, will tty.sdf.org potentially take someone to a server that is not available to non-ARPA members? On B-board, in the announce, they mentioned that they were under a DDoS attack and to please use tty.sdf. So that's why I was saying that. I think TTY will round robin you around to different hosts on the cluster. So I don't think it will, but anyway, that's why I mentioned TTY. Shout out to Stug in the house. Welcome, welcome. Of course, let's just get this out of the way. Today is Tuesday, so that means that we've got me, then Dubious Goals Committee, it happens at 1930 UTC, DJ Leon G at 20 hours or 20 hours after Dubious Goals with Internet Noises, and then Organized Chaos, followed by Praise Then Darkness from a longtime member of SDF, wonderful DJ Northern Lights, with Praise Then Darkness. Then we got Lispy Gopher Show at midnight UTC, and the Open VoIP is happening at 0200 if you want to call in and just talk, or if you don't have broadcast software, you can still call into Open VoIP and Beatbox or something if you want. and lots of other stuff going on, so check it all out. So that's all available to you, so give it a shot. Hey, welcome, Pie Guy. Welcome, welcome to Anon Radio and to the show. All right, so we got all that out of the way. It is just such a beautiful day out here. Hey, Ick. My friend Ick walking by here. I sit up here on the roof, and it's like his lunch break, so I think he always walks by. But this is the first time he noticed me, because I was talking so loud. Whoops. I guess they can hear me when I'm talking on here. Oh, that's kind of a wonder. I wonder if other people around in the garage are like, who is this guy at 1900 UTC? Every Monday through Friday, I hear him talking to somebody. Anyway, let's get into it. There's a bunch of news happening in the world, and we got to get to it. The death, the destruction, all of that stuff. So we go over here to our bookmarks, we go to News to Me, and then we find August 8th. That's the day that we're looking for. Whoops, looks like we got to do a sync. Go over here to Settings, Sync Now. If you use Firefox on iOS or on mobile, you may be confused because you want to click on your face and then pick Sync, which is what you do with the desktop. But that's not what you do, the mobile device. You go to Settings and then click on Sync. Once you've done that, then you can go back to your bookmarks. I've got Bam Adebayo pulled up on my screen. I want to tell you guys, I was watching different YouTube clips, and one of them was, you always answer when your mom calls. And Bam Adebayo was doing a press media conference kind of thing, and his mom called his phone, so he answered the phone in the middle of the press conference and talked to his mom and let her know that he was doing his press conference thing. But anybody who respects their mom like that, I think is a good thing. It's a good guy. Security guy's coming up to us. He's talking on his phone, so we're going to just keep talking here and having a good time. Oh, look, there goes another person I know. Man, it is a popular day today. But, I mean, that's just what happens, you know? It just goes. It's just one of those things. So, let's jump into it, I guess. Burkina Faso, yeah, you know that country in Africa, West Africa. At least 20 are dead in a suspected jihadist attack. At least 20 were killed on Sunday in an attack by suspected jihadists in Nohow near the town of Bitu in the center east region bordering Togo. The attack killed around 20 people, mainly shopkeepers. Another merchant reported 10 wounded and were evacuated to Bitu, where traders were returning after going to the market. So, pretty sad but kind of scarce details, just kind of like, hey, there was an attack on this place. in Singapore, a man's body was just found in a car, which is kind of rough. Let's see what's going on in Calm. Lots of stuff going on. Oh, that's good to know. If you are Meta or ARPA, you can also SSH to ARPA or meta.sdf.org and get routed to those hosts as well. That's very cool. yep, plug in SDF. I do have an Anon Radio sticker on my motorcycle, on my luggage for my motorcycle, and I wear the pin on my motorcycle jacket. So if anybody talks to me while I'm riding my motorcycle, they will know that I am repping Anon Radio. Oh, cool. And arpa.sdf.org is a good one. All right. Oh, today is 808 day. Oh, yeah. There will be some simp on the Dubious Goals Committee. So stick around for that. All right. Let's get back into it. There's news afoot. Death and destruction. We're in the death section. Man's body discovered in a car in Upper Changji days after his death. A 34-year-old man's body was discovered in a car in Upper I don't know if it's Changji or Changji. Changji. On Monday, days after he's believed to have died. The police say they were alerted to a case of unnatural death in Sunbird Road around 7:45 a.m. Chinese newspaper Shenmen Daily News reported that the body was suspected to have been in the car at a car park near an apartment complex a week before it was found on Monday. Excuse me. Based on preliminary investigation, the police don't suspect foul play. A 72-year-old man told Shenmen that he saw the police checking a white car outside the complex about 9 a.m. on Monday. He added that he encountered a strong decomposing smell as he went closer to check it out. The Chinese newspaper reported that a domestic helper said she noticed the stench about 3 to 7 days ago, but didn't know where it originated from. Another man, aged 71, told the newspaper that he saw a man in the driver's seat when he drove past the car on Monday morning. Brown liquid can be seeping out from the door on the right side of the car, based on photos taken by a resident. You know, you never want to see it. If it smells like death and there's liquid dripping out of the car, that's usually a sign something not good is going to happen. The sister of the dead man told Shenmen on Tuesday that her family was shocked by the sudden death of her younger brother, adding that her family had no history of chronic illnesses. Her brother was a food delivery man and lived with their parents and occasionally at his friends' homes. She added that she didn't contact him for a week, but didn't put much thought into it. Police are still investigating. So, yeah. Fell asleep in his car. Did not wake up. Kind of a bummer there. Wonder what happened to a poor kid. Well, you know what else? You can also die by severe storms. Two people have been killed in the U.S. as severe storms ripped through the eastern U.S. Here in Texas, we haven't had rain in like 2 weeks. It's been a long while. But at least two people died, one hit by lightning and another by a falling tree, as a powerful storm ripped through eastern U.S. on Monday. Thousands of flights were canceled, and nearly a million homes and businesses from New York to Alabama lost power. Over 50 million people were under tornado and thunderstorm watches. A young boy was killed by a tree as he exited his car when he arrived at his grandparents' home during the storm. That gotta suck. You get to the home you're trying to get to. Grandma, Grandpa, I'm here! Jump out of the car and a tree falls on you. Game over. In Florence, Alabama, police said a 28-year-old man was struck and killed by lightning in a parking lot. So, yeah, dangerous stuff out there. Quentin alleges that that cleaning lady knew what was up. She was just rightly so. Said, nope, not cleaning up this mess. Man, multiple vehicles turning into the over this parking garage, the driveway that I'm over nearest to, is the main campus, the main food warehouse loading dock. So any big trucks from the slaughterhouses and stuff that are bringing all the meat for the week or all the produce for the week, they come in through this door. But because Google Maps isn't very smart and it just kind of guesses, it says that that's the loading dock. But the loading dock for mail and deliveries that are not food, they go around the corner. So a lot of people are driving by lately. Anyway, let's check in with Calm real quick and see what's going on. Jay LaMoth pointing out, we want to think we're the ones in charge, and nature comes along and says, oh, really? very true, very true. Jay LaMoth pointing that out, and that makes me want to remind everyone and point out, you know, you can talk to us on Jabber also. You can go use XMPP. Anon Radio's room is anonradio@conference.jabber.sdf.org. You can also go to the SDF conference room, is pretty fun too. That's just sdf@conference.jabber.sdf.org. Either way, check it out. XMPP, fun stuff, good times. All right, more not so good times. Now, places where it rains and have trees, and usually, at least in one location, if you have a tobe or a tobe-like person nearby, you may have some mycelium rolling around in your forest. And that mycelium may just in fact be from a deadly mushroom. Mushroom poisoning. Two Saturdays ago, five people sat down for a family meal in a tiny Australian town. Within a week, three would be dead, a fourth fighting for life, and a fifth under investigation for potentially poisoning her guests with wild mushrooms. The 48-year-old woman who cooked the lunch says she had no idea what happened and that she loved her family and wouldn't hurt them. The peculiar case has caused national attention, puzzled police, and left a tight-knit community reeling. The unusual tale began when Gail and Don Patterson stopped for lunch with their grandchildren at their daughter-in-law Erin Patterson's home, a two-hour drive southeast of Melbourne. With them were the Wilkinsons, Heather, Gail's sister, and her husband. All four were much-loved members of the nearby town of Corumburra, where Ian was the local Baptist church pastor. But it was no ordinary lunch. Hours after the meal, all four guests took themselves to the local hospital with what they believed was severe gastro. It quickly became clear it was something far worse, and they were transferred to a hospital in Melbourne to receive the best medical care the state had to offer. Despite that, Heather, 66, and Gail, 70, died on Friday. Don, 70, on Saturday. Ian, 68, remains in critical condition in the hospital awaiting a liver transplant. Oof. 68 with a destroyed liver, that's a tough ask. That's, you're pretty old to be getting a liver transplant. I mean, I guess there's not a whole lot of people who need a liver transplant there, maybe? I don't know. I know in the U.S., the transplant lists are really long. Poor guy. Police say they believe the four ate death cap mushrooms, which are highly lethal if ingested. But oddly, Erin and her two children are fine. Police say both children, who have since been taken into state care as a precaution, ate a different meal. But beyond that, little is clear. Investigators say they're unsure if Erin ate the same food as her guests, or even if the mushrooms were in the dish that she served. They also pointed out that she was separated from her husband, who is Patterson's son, but described it as an amicable split. So right now, people aren't really sure what's going on. She does profess her innocence. I didn't do anything. I love them. And she was crying to reporters as they were talking about this news. The victims' families paid tribute to them as pillars of faith within the community. And, yeah, let's see. In 2020, a spate of poisons in Victoria put eight people in a hospital. One died. Authorities have again asked people not to eat wild mushrooms they have foraged. If you haven't purchased them from a supermarket, perhaps stay clear of them, said Dean Thomas of the Homicide Squad. Let's check in with comms, see what's happening. conference.jabber.sdf.org.com.net.org.mil.facebook.arpa. Jay LaMoth, you silly goose. A dot info in there. Yeah, the Jabber conference rooms names are long. That's why it's good to get a good Jabber client. If you have a good Jabber client, then you can just say browse rooms and it'll list all the multi-user chat rooms that are on the conference server. But if you are not part of Anon Radio, if you're not logged in on the Anon Radio server, say you have like a Free Software Foundation, if you are a member there, they'll give you an XMPP username to log in as. Well, when you log in, now if you want to join a multi-user chat, you've got to put in that long address. So anyway, So nature's being scary. Now, we've got to talk about some sadness with animals. Scores of horses suffer sunstroke at a Japanese samurai event. Organizers of an annual horse festival in Japan, I like horses, organizers of an annual horse festival in Japan where riders dressed as samurai to reenact battles said on Tuesday they're considering changing dates for the gathering in 2024 after sunstroke affected 111 animals and killed two of them. Japan has recorded its hottest average July temperatures in over 100 years. On Tuesday, heat stroke alerts were in place in 26 out of 47 prefectures, with the target forecast hit 38 degrees C. Hey, what do you know? It's 38 degrees C right now where I'm at. I'm sweating. Pretty good. Oh, there goes the breeze. Oh, sweating plus the breeze, always a winner. Anyway, two of the horses died. The annual three-day event features more than 400 participants dressed as medieval samurai warriors fighting on horseback over flags that are shot overhead by fireworks. So, it sounds like a Renaissance fair, but the Japanese version. Very cool. when TobeNet goes live, .tobe and .ggc and .mot will be TLTs. Good one, Tobe. Yeah, poor horses. Very true, Quentin. Poor horses. We've got about 6 minutes to go before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe airs every goddamn day right here on and on radio. So stick around for that. One more thing of destruction. And this is actually something that's much more scary than I ever thought it would be. It's much more real. There is a Magic the Gathering card called that has this name, Jocklehop. Jocklehops. Now, this is a story of Jocklehop. A gray two-story home with white trim toppled and slid crashing into the river below as rushing waters carried off a bobbing chunk of its roof. Next door, a condo building teetered on the edge of the bank, its foundation already having given way. The destruction came over the weekend as a glacial dam burst in Alaska's capital, swelling the levels of the Mendenhall River to an unprecedented degree. The bursting of such a snow and ice dam is a phenomenon called a Jocklehop. And while it's a relatively little known in the U.S., researchers say such glacial floods could threaten about 15 million people around the world. So yeah, oh man, this poor FedEx driver has returned. he did not find the mail room loading bay. If I could find him and guide him, I would, but I'm on the roof of the parking garage, and he's in a truck where I can barely see him. So as the world heats up, glaciers melt. As glaciers melt, what do you know? These dams made out of ice melt, too. All right, we got 4 minutes to go. There's a bunch of news left. Shucks. But I do want to throw out some pieces of information for you that are important. COVID is still around, still killing people, still really gnarly out there, screwing with the world. A new variant of COVID-19 is emerging around the world and already accounts for almost one-fifth of the cases in the United States, according to the CDC. Officially known as EG5 or Echo Golf 5, the strain accounted for 17.3% of American cases as of August 5th, up from 7.5% in the first week of July, and surpassing a number of Omicron descendants like XBB1.16 or XBB2.23 and XBB1.5, which is the one we used to be worried about. A social media thread by Professor T. Ryan Gregory of the University of Guelph. Said that EG5.1 isn't super notable in terms of specific mutations and isn't even the fastest new XBB variant, but it is increasing quickly in frequency and is one to watch, even if it's not expected to cause a large wave. The EG5 group's emergent comes at a time when the U.S. is seeing an increase in hospital admissions, its first significant uptick since December 2022, a whole year ago. Wow, who would have thought an uptick at the same time? It's almost like it's a disease. Anyway. So, yeah, just be on the lookout. Be COVID aware. There's a new variant running around. Hackers have cracked Tesla's software to give themselves free upgrades. We don't have time to read the whole story, but they have cracked the software. And so they're able to give themselves premium features like full self-driving and heated seats. And this is, comes to us from TU Berlin, who discovered the Jailbreak and claimed that it's unpatchable, meaning the electric car maker won't be able to prevent people from exploiting it. It's probably a voltage type hack from the entertainment system. And the last thing before we run out of time, we've got fusion. We have ignition. German laser fusion developer Marvel Fusion and the USA's Colorado State University are to create a public-private partnership for the construction of a $150 million high-power laser and fusion research center on CSU Foothills campus. Targeted for completion in 2026, the project would feature at least three laser systems, each with a multi-petawatt peak power and ultra-fast repetition rate of 10 flashes per second. That's all the time we got today. Please stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'll be back tomorrow with more news. Poor FedEx guy, leaving again. Good luck, FedEx guy. I believe in you. Hackers remove crippleware controls. Good one, Quentin. Good one. All right. See you guys later. Bye. It's time for the Dubious Goals Show. Marcus's show is over. Goodbye, everybody. I gotta go, 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 go. But it's Tobe time, Tobe time, Tobe time with Pippa the cat and a synthesizer. Cause it's 808 day, 808 day, 808 day.